Have you ever said this? At this point, I'm done. I am so done with you. If I see, if I hear, if I smell another thing, I am turning this car around. And we are going back to the house. The vacation is canceled. Or maybe this. Listen, I'm already tired and we haven't even got on the highway yet. What are y'all doing? What about this? Child, I don't know. I don't know where we are. I just know we here together. You with me, I'm with you. We in the car, we driving, and we are not there yet. Please stop asking me all these questions. Do any of these conversations sound like the beginnings of every vacation that you take with your family? Mama girl, hit that subscription button, mama girl, and let's talk. I am your travel agent, Jamie, and thank you for joining me on my page, Prep and Land. And today we are talking about keeping these babies engaged and happy during family vacations so that everyone has a great time. So grab your water or maybe a glass of wine and let's have a good conversation. You know, for these young babies, and sometimes the older ones too, trips that require you to commute for a long period of time can be trying. And mama girl, because I know you are not interested in being tried. In fact, on your vacations, you want rest, you want relaxation, you want fun. You want your babies to explore the world and see what's beyond their norm. But the last potato chip they threw pissed you off. It pissed you off, and now your original goal of rest, relaxation, fun, all the things is no longer your desire. Ooh, mama girl, just breathe. Just take a moment and breathe, and let's rewind this scenario, and let's plan for this so that it does not happen. Are you ready? Let's go. Okay, so let's talk about the 6 common reasons why kids become annoying quicker than normal during travel. Let's see them. Honey, they're bored. They're not used to sitting down. Mama girl, even in school, they aren't sitting down all day. And now you're telling them to keep their seatbelt on and keep their noise level down for long periods of time. The normal routine you have in place is disturbed, mama girl. They are in a new routine every single time you travel. They might be overstimulated. Maybe they are wanting more attention from you. There's nothing for them to control. You already planned the itinerary and you are not deviating from that plan. They gonna do what you already planned, what you already paid for, and they better put a smile on their face. Or, truth be told, mama girl, they're not burning their energy quick enough and the level is ever increasing. Thus, the potato chip crumb in your hand. Mama girl, I'm so happy for us because we found the problem. Now, let's fix it. Okay, so to deal with boredom, keep them engaged. What do they like to do? Is it reading, watching movies or shows, building Legos, coloring, whatever it is that they enjoy doing? Keep them occupied with that thing to help with the boredom. You can even try different travel games like I Spy or singing songs like The Song That Doesn't End to help them pass the time as well. For problem solving the shifted routine schedule, try as best as you can, and I understand traveling kind of messes that up, but try as best as you can to stick to it, okay? Do things like having your meals at the same time you normally would during your normal routine schedule and keeping the bedtimes consistent. That way the baby's bodies, the baby's energies, the baby's attitudes are all normal as they possibly can get, okay? Because nobody wants a cranky baby, nobody wants a hungry baby, nobody wants a tired baby, okay? Okay. If y'all looking to Heisman, the overstimulation or the energy atomic bomb, what's an energy atomic bomb? The energy of 10 hours and 30 minutes. Do you get it? Atomic bomb house, 10 hours and 10 hours of energy in 30 minutes. If you didn't, it's okay. That's my analogy. But you make your own, and then that's an atomic bomb. But moving on, manage the energy levels to avoid all of that, okay? Try planning stops during your trips to get your babies up and moving. Planning these breaks, even though they add time to your travel, will help them and give them a brief moment to breathe. And maybe explore your stop, especially if the stop is somewhere with a great view or a fun tourist attraction. Are they wanting attention? If it is feasible, if and only if it is feasible, then do it, okay? Remember, you are going to new territory and they may be a little nervous. And in those moments, your baby might need a little more attention than normal. So cuddle them babies if you can. And if you cannot cuddle, provide alternative options like maybe their favorite blanket or their favorite toy to help them feel safe, to help them calm down. It might be a good idea to have your child involved in some of the trip planning. After all, it is a family vacation. Everyone should have something that they get to do if possible. And even if you're not able to do anything your child wants to do, including them in family vacation planning is a great way to combat the attitude of I never get to do anything I want. Other tips that I want to make mention of that I believe would help eliminate the frustrations of frustrated children are as follows. Taking time to set clear expectations of behavior before, during, and after the trip is a good thing to do so that everybody understands what needs to happen, when it needs to happen, and how it needs to happen. Stay calm and flexible. Give grace and remember that everyone in your family is human and that things do not always go according to plan. Encourage your children to interact with your family and people outside of your family. Away from the phone, away from the technology. Talk about these interactions, what it would be like to meet new people, and what that looks like for them. And last but certainly not least, practice what you preach. You can tell your children time and time again how to act. However, they will always act the way you show them. That's it, mama girl. That's all I have for you. Family vacations are possible without threats, without the chip throwing, and without the whining children. All it takes is careful planning. Again, thank you for watching this episode. And if you liked today's episode and found it useful, give it a thumbs up and hit the subscription button. Then go share this information with your friends and family so that they can eliminate the stress too. Also, do you have any tips that I did not include that works for you and your family? Share them in the comments below. I would love to read about them. Don't forget to go to my website, www.prepandland.com, and check out all the latest and greatest things happening here at Prep and Land. As always, mama girl, choose to make life an experience and experience the life that you choose. Do not just exist. Live. Till next time, mama girl. Peace.